back into the very beginning of chapter 11. It begins in verse 2 by introducing four kings in Persia, three, and then it identifies a fourth that was going to stand up, that was going to be richer than the other three. And if you just look at Uriah Smith's book, he'll tell you that this fourth king of Persia was richer by far than the other three kings that are identified here in this verse, and he has a burden to attack and invade and conquer Greece. And he attempts this, but he never accomplishes it. But what he does accomplish is he stirs up the Greeks in a desire to retaliate. And what I want you to see here is that this rich king of Persia, what he was attempting to do is conquer geography. And then ultimately he stirs up the Greeks, and in time Alexander the Great rises up and retaliates against Persia and takes the geography of Persia, and doesn't stop there. Alexander the Great takes the geography everywhere that's around him. In fact, it's Alexander the Great's conquering of the world that gives the point of reference for Daniel 11. He spreads his kingdom far and wide, and it's based upon the division of north, south, east, and west in the kingdom that Alexander the Great establishes, that the chapter identifies the king of the south and the king of the north based upon Alexander the Great's kingdom. And the point that I'm hoping you're seeing here is that Alexander the Great goes out and he consumes the geography. He conquers the nations that are around him. It's a story of a struggle for geography. And then we know that Alexander the Great dies. And in verse 4, we see his kingdom being rent with a struggle between his generals to take control of the kingdom, beginning with four, over a period of time, getting down to basically two kingdoms identified in the chapters, the king of the south and the king of the north. And the whole chapter is a struggle about the attempt by one power to conquer the geography controlled by another power. And as you go through, you see these descendants of Alexander the Great struggling to conquer geography. And in verse 14, as we pointed out previously, for the first time we see pagan Rome coming into the story. And by verse 16, we see the first movement of pagan Rome as it begins to rise into power as the fourth kingdom.